The joy of soul winning. You know, there's no greater joy than you personally winning somebody to Christ. There's nothing greater in the world. You say, oh man, for me joy is riding a roller coaster. I just love doing this, or I love going to the movies, or I love going to a rock concert, get down there in the mosh pit. You know, I love to go out. Look, once you are a soul winner, all that stuff is going to seem boring. Right. It's the truth. I mean, look, I grew up, I was a worldly teenager, I was at the rock concerts, and I was a Christian. I got saved when I was 6 years old. Okay, I mean, I know I was saved when I was 6 years old. I promise you that. But I'm going to tell you something, all throughout my teenage years, I was at the rock concerts, I was out there with the movies and the friends and the fun and worldliness. And, you know, I'd stop in at church on Sunday morning, but the rest of my life just didn't really have a lot to do with church. But I'm going to tell you something. When I was 17 years old and I walked into an independent fundamental Baptist church, and I looked a whole lot different than I look right now. I'll tell you right now. I had my bleach blonde hair all punked out. I had my worldly clothes on. I walked into that church. I didn't agree with half of what the pastor said, and it was all the half about all the sin that I was doing in my life. I didn't agree with any of it, and I didn't change. You know, I mean, I still did all the same stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. Within 2 weeks of going to that church, they had me out soul winning, and they paired me up with somebody that I just watched them, and I watched them, you know, give the gospel. I watched them win somebody to Christ, and I went with them for a couple hours, and after 2 hours, I said, hey, let me get the next door, and he thought I'd done this before. I hadn't. You know, but I was just memorizing what he said. And so I knocked on the door after 2 hours of watching him. I knocked on the door and I did the best I could. I tried to do what he did, and you know, I failed at it. You know, I mean, I tried to give the gospel and I didn't do a very good job. And I said, well, you know, just come to church tomorrow then. And that girl that I was talking to, like a 10-year-old girl, she came to church the next day, believe it or not. I mean, it was my first time, so I advised this girl. She came to church and somebody else wanted a Christ. And I was thrilled. I was happy. Because I said, boy, I had a part in this. You know, this girl came to church, somebody wanted the Lord, because I invited her. But, you know, I didn't want to stop there. I wanted to be the one to get somebody saved. And so I kept coming and I kept coming. And it took me months of going with other people. And I watched them and I tried to learn from them. And after a few months, I got somebody saved myself. And I'm going to tell you something. Nothing had changed about my life except that I'd become a soul winner. I was still into all the wrong things, you know, the sin and the whatever. But once I got into soul winning, once I started seeing people saved, it was so much more fun. It was such a more real joy to win somebody to the Lord than just the frills and the cheap thrills that the world has to offer. It just wasn't the same anymore.
Yep.
And I mean, the rock concert wasn't the same, the movies weren't the same, the music wasn't the same. It all just got boring to me in comparison with winning somebody to Christ, and they're going to go to heaven. And then to see that person get baptized, and to see that person begin to read the Bible and live for God. Hey, that's what changed my life. And that's what's going to change your life. My life didn't change just from coming to church and listening to preaching. My life changed when I went out soul winning. That's the truth. And I went out soul winning and I started realizing I'm spending a lot of time out soul winning. I'm not getting a lot of people saved. And God began to work in my heart and said, you know what? If I'm going to use you, I need a clean vessel that I can use. And I began to realize that the sin in my life was hindering me from seeing people saved because I knew I wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. I knew that I hadn't put off the old man and put on the new man. Okay, and I realized I was soul winning in the flesh because I was just a fleshly, worldly Christian. And I got to the point where I said, I feel like my sin is hindering me from winning people to Christ. I feel like I'm going out alone and God's power is not with me like it ought to be. And I remember I prayed and begged God that he'd help me to win more souls. This is when I was about 19. You know, I'd been in church for a couple years and I'd just been recently married, and I was just young married, and I was just feeling like God's just not using me like he should be. I don't know what the problem is. And I started realizing, you know, it's all this music and the movies and the sin, and I just have too much junk in my life. too much cinema. And I remember I slowly began to purge my music collection. You know, first I got rid of the music that I knew was really bad. And I said, okay, let's just get rid of this. Start with it. And then I started just kind of throwing more and more of it away, more and more away. And I got down to kind of the last of it, you know, that was, it was the wrong music. I mean, it was just total worldly rock and roll, everything that's wrong music. And I just had the last of it, and I was just hanging on for dear life to the last of it. And I remember one night, I was all by myself, and I took the last of the records and CDs, and I put them in my car, and I drove down to the church, Regency Baptist Church in Orangevale, California. It was on a weeknight. I drove down to the church, and nobody was around. There wasn't a soul winning night. It wasn't a church night. I drove down there, and I looked up to heaven in front of the dumpster in the Regency parking lot. I looked up to heaven, and I said, God, this stuff means nothing to me compared to getting people saved. You know, I don't need this stuff. I want you to use me, God. I want to be maximum for Jesus. I took this stuff and I just said, I'm just going to throw this away right now, God. And I want you to do something for me. I want you to use me to win souls. And I threw that stuff in the trash. I just went by myself souling. You know, usually I went two by two with the church, but I just went by myself on this night. And I knocked on the door. And the first door I knocked on, nobody was home. I knocked on the second door. And I walked in, and it was a family. It was a man and his wife and three children. There were about, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, you know, a few different ages because there were three of them right around that age. And I walked in, and I invited this guy to church, and I asked him if he died today, if he knew for sure he'd go to heaven. And he was saved, it turned out. He was actually saved. But his kids weren't saved, and they were, you know, they were 12, 13, 10, around that age. And I sat down at the table, and I won those kids to the Lord. And that was a great victory for me because I'd seen very few people saved in my 2 years of soul winning. Just a couple people saved. And so this was a big deal to me that just the first door I knocked, you know, here I got a couple people saved. And then the next night, they came to church. I think it was a Tuesday night, so they came to church on Wednesday night. And the whole family came to church, and the kids got baptized. You know, and this family had been out of church. The parents hadn't been in church in years. The dad was saved, and the mom was saved, but they just hadn't been in church. And they came to church. Those kids got baptized, and that family became faithful in church. And Brother Roger Jimenez is here tonight. He remembers we used to take those two boys that I won to the Lord on that night. And we took those boys soul winning with us. I had one as my soul winning partner, and Roger had one as his soul winning partner. We'd go soul winning for 4 hours every week. You remember that? We'd have them with us up and down Sayonara Lane and Citrus Heights, then the ghetto. And we went soul winning every week with those kids. And, you know, that's when I believe that was the turning point in my soul winning. I'm not kidding. I mean, after that, I started having a lot of people saved. And me and Brother Jimenez would go out soul winning. We'd have a lot of people saved. And that's when God really started using me. You see, the thing that changed my life wasn't just church. It was the joy of winning people to Christ is what changed my life. That's what motivated me to get the sin out of my life. That's what motivated me to clean up my act. That's what motivated me to get in the Bible and read it and read it and study it and study it. I said, I want God to use me to win somebody to the Lord.